You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
As we march up and down on the roads of 40 Joe, our drums they will clatter like the thunder, and as the day draws near, we'll place me in heart and fear. We're a proud Irish heroes of all. In Dublin there's a man, and he says he has a plan. He has 10,000 men or more, they say, but then we need not mind, for they're all happy and blind.
Well, after making a stop in Germany to kick off our march around the world this month, we have now gone all the way over to Scotland in just the last 10 minutes. That's how fast you can travel on commercial talk radio. And now we are joined by a man who has become a very good friend of mine over the course of the last couple of years. He is an ordained minister and father of 9 children. Jim Dowson has been active in numerous patriotic organizations and movements throughout Europe, known as the invisible man of the right by our enemies. This political marketing specialist joins us from his native Scotland, live tonight to further discuss the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. But first, Brother Jim, thank you for being on with us on what's promising to be a great hour of radio with you, as it has been your past couple of appearances.
My pleasure, Brother Edwards. And I'm actually in Northern Ireland, Ulster, the land of the Ulster Scots. That's where I am right now. But I am an Ulster Scot, or Scotch-Irish, as you know them.
The plantations, right?
Plantations, but not really, because they say we came here in the 1600s. We were here 7,000 years ago, before the 5,000 years before the Irish turned up from Spain. That's the reality of the matter. We were only coming home.
Well, you know, Jim, yes.
Let's claim the whole darned island. How about that?
When it gets into the U.S.
We don't claim the southern part. The southern part was never ours, only the top part.
How about this accent, ladies and gentlemen? You know, at 1 a.m., he's still fresh. The day is long, and this is Brother Jim is with us there in Ulster. And yes, I mean, when you're talking about the UK, the British Isles, those windswept British Isles, very special connection here to the American South, Ireland.
Tell us this, if you will, is how are the Protestants holding up there in Northern Ireland? Is it is it good?
Well,
are we growing? Are we under attack?
No. Demographically, we used to outnumber the Catholics 2-1. Now it's equal, but demographically, they're a younger population. So it's not looking good. The only thing is the Catholic population is totally fragmented. The Catholic Church has collapsed. The institutions have collapsed. We have still probably 8 out of 10 Protestant children joined the Boys Brigade, which is the army led by the church, for military training at 5, and then we get into the militias, and then we get into the cadets, part of the British Army, and the marching bands, and our unofficial illegal militias, which are still 100,000 strong. So we might be going under regarding numbers, but they ain't going to take us, brother, I can tell you that. The Marxists.
But I can tell you, you're doing your best. With 9 children, you're certainly doing your part.
Well, he's doing, as we like to say, he's fighting it on the streets and in the bedroom and everywhere.
11 grandchildren, 9 grandsons, brother.
9 grandsons. Can you imagine? And this guy looks younger than we do, Keith. I mean, look at his picture.
I tell you what, he not only talks the talk, he walks the walk, doesn't he?
look at his picture at the top.
I find it difficult to walk now with all that activity, but all my grandsons are in uniform. Every one of them from 5 years old.
That's fantastic.
God bless you, brother.
All right, let me tell you something. This guy, you know, he's appeared with us a couple of times before. You're going to learn more about him this hour. Jim Dowson, this is a guy you need to know. And by the end of this hour, I think you'll understand how important it was that he appear with us this evening to kick off our march around the world. But, Jim, before we transition into, obviously, the big global story that is on everybody's mind, and you have such a good handle on what's going on in Russia and in the Ukraine. I know that song we played, though, at the top of the hour is something very special to you and near and dear to your heart. Why is that?
Well, I live in a little village here. It's a small village. There's only 5,000 people, but we've got 10 Protestant churches. They're all full on a Sunday. If you don't get early, you don't get in. We have the militias there, the Orange Men. And way back in 1845, which in Ireland is only like yesterday, we have big, long memories here. Our Protestant men were marching in a town just 3 or 4 miles from where I'm speaking to you, and they were attacked by a gang of militant Roman Catholics. And we were outnumbered, but we beat them. So to this day, we sing that song and march up and down, banging our drums to remember that. But look, those days are gone. Look, I mean, I'm very friendly now. We're a lot of very devout Roman Catholic people. Those days are gone. It's a battle now between right-wing conservatives, Catholic and Protestant, and the rest. And that goes for Marxist ex-Catholics and liberal ex-Protestants. So those old days, people need to understand, those old days are gone.
We all have the same enemies, don't we?
You better believe it, brother. So I cooperate every day with decent, devout Latin Mass, Sedevacantists, Pope Pius X, Catholics, and some of my best friends and closest comrades.
Well, Jim, to say that you do is to say the least. And again, I wish you could know this man as extensively as I've come to know him. And you can read about him, and there is a lot to read about him. He's always in the news. This may not be a name that's a household name in the United States, no more than ours would be over there. But I will tell you, he is a power broker and a power player.
And he's fighting the same enemies. What we say over here is that the church has exchanged the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for the Gospels of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Well, and for anybody who followed 50s and 60s pop music. But anyway, Jim, let me ask you this before we go to break and we come back and we're going to talk about Russia and the Ukraine. Are there any positive trends that are going on in the UK? Or is there anywhere we can hang our hat and say, you know what, here there are some positive trends and some positive prospects for our people in that land from whence we came?
No. Our demographics are falling through the floor.
In a word.
We're falling through the floor. Our men have become so effeminate. There's no right wing. Tommy Robinson with his Zionist money has now changed the right wing. If you go to a right wing demo now, all you'll see is gay flags and Israel flags. It really is the end.
Well, I know you're strong as Garrett Snuff, as we say here in the South, and there are good men like you who are holding the line and hopefully recruiting new members.
Well, but this is the thing about Jim, though, too, that you'll know is that, Jim, you have spent a lot of time fostering health and strength in the Balkans as well. Would you say that in that part of Europe?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, Serbia is incredible place. It's like nirvana for people like us. Serbia is the first time they tried to do a gay pride parade. The priest led 50,000 men up the street, and there was AK-47s fired at the sodomites. And that's a good country. And Bulgaria is not too bad. The East is strong, and the East is getting stronger because they took a look at the West and think, "No, thank you, no siree.
We don't want this democracy out here." It's like in Russia, they had, after a gay pride parade, they had the Russian Orthodox priest sprinkling holy water on the street to sanitize it.
This is going to be a fantastic transition into our next segment. We're coming up on our first break, but Jim is with us. He's a native Scotsman. He's in Ireland tonight, though. He's all over Europe, really. Wherever good is being done, you can probably find Jim not far away. But we'll talk about the health of Eastern Europe and what he thinks about this current conflict. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? I don't think his answer will surprise you.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com, AmericaFirst.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Gentlemen, we are featuring for you during this our march around the world some of the most thoughtful and accomplished representatives of our people throughout Europe and the West and beyond. Coming up in the next hour, Professor Drew Fraser of Australia. You've already heard from Sasha Rossmuller of Germany tonight. Now, brother Jim Dowson, and as I said a moment ago, Jim can be found doing good anywhere and everywhere between the UK and the Balkans. He has been called by our enemies as the invisible man of Europe's far right, and even the quote-unquote evil genius of British fascism. He's credited with having raised
Dr. Evil.
He's credited with having raised the millions of pounds necessary to elect two representatives of the BNP to seats in European Parliament. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, Jim is a power broker and a power player for our people, who is rarely out of the news over there in the UK and beyond. But Jim, let's now talk about Russia and Ukraine. There is a constellation. The constellation of evil is in full array against Russia. And what I mean by that is the criminally corrupt heads of states of the Western nations, most certainly here in America, including both of our parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, the entire global media. It would seem as though on a conflict this important and this big and this wide-ranging that you might find a little bit of a difference of opinion, but no, it is that Putin is pure evil and Zelensky in Ukraine is purely good. I wonder why that is and how that is, Jim.
Well, it's very simple. I mean, when me and Mr. Griffin were in the Balkans in Serbia a few years ago, we were sitting in the ghettos and we were seeing the young men coming in with wounds. This is back 2015-16, coming in with wounds because they were volunteers, and there was paintings on the wall of the young volunteers who died fighting in East Ukraine, Donbass, because they're ethnic Russians, and they were being attacked by far-right neo-Nazi/pagan crackpots from the Azov battalion and so on. And nobody in the world done anything about it. The only two people that went there that I seen was your Mr. McCain and that other guy, Leslie. Yeah, the guy's been
Lady
shouting
L.
For you. Who?
We call him
yeah,
Lady
the guy,
L.
Who's the guy
Lindsey
there
Graham.
Who wanted Putin to be assassinated? Him. Yeah, Leslie Graham. So they were out there stirring it all up. But you're quite right. Everybody's of the same opinion that Russia is pure evil and Ukraine is the good guys. Now, it's very strange, this. Now, I'm not a particular Jew hater or anything like that. Nothing like that. And I'm not a particular fan of Russia because I lived under the Cold War. We were right next to them. So I'm not a fan of any of them. But Zelensky and the Azov battalion of neo-Nazis are financed by the wealthiest Jew Zionist guy in the country, who him and all his pals flew out 2 weeks ago before this started. Now, this is bizarre. Why would a Zionist Jew support Europe's biggest neo-Nazi battalion? Why would they support Zelensky, who is a fellow Jew, who came to fame by being a comedian and playing the piano with his penis and testicles. I mean, pretty disgusting, but quite a formidable talent, no less. But this guy's a puppet.
You got to take your hat off to that, don't you?
Yeah, but this guy is a puppet. Now, who is he a puppet for? I don't actually know what the hell is going on. But Russia had no choice. They begged the West for 8 years to stop this genocide. I mean, you should see the state of East Ukraine. It looks like Aleppo. It's been utterly decimated. 17,000, mainly civilians, butchered in East Ukraine. He begged us to stop supplying these guys with weapons. America, Britain, we shipped in more weapons. He had no choice but to make this move. And if you look at it, the official figures are 500 Ukrainian civilians have been killed so far. You've got 250,000 troops on the move. You've got shelling going on. So you can see how gentle and careful Putin's trying to be, because he didn't want to be, you know, took out the whole of the Western world and ignored by the rest of the entire world. So he tried to be gentle so that he could keep the door open. Now we've basically cut him off from the rest of the world. He now, in my opinion, he will now have to show us a different side and say, okay, I tried to be Mr. Nice Guy. This is what I got. And things ain't going to get patched up. This is the end of the world as we know it. He now has got to show us how terrifying he can be, how strong he can be. And I believe within 10 days, Ukraine will be annihilated. That's it.
Well, I hope that's not right, Jim, because I think that Putin realizes the Ukrainians are his blood brothers, okay?
Yeah.
There's very little difference between Ukrainians and Russians.
But well, there is one, and well, not necessarily within the people, because, of course, Jim, we don't want to be defined as Americans under Joe Biden no more than you want to be defined
of
as
a
member of the UK under Boris Johnson or whatever, sure, sure. But... You know, Putin is right to try to disconnect from the filth and degeneracy that is emanating from the West. And unfortunately, under their current regime, the puppet regime, Ukraine has been imbibing in that.
And one other thing, too, Jim, this whole thing arose out of NATO. NATO is an obsolete alliance that should have been disbanded at the same time the Warsaw Pact was disbanded.
Exactly.
But it has morphed from being an anti-communist organization to an anti-Russian organization.
Yeah.
And all that Joe Biden had to do and his administration to stop this war in its tracks before it ever started was to give a written guarantee to Putin that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO. This is what George H.W. Yep. Bush said back in 1991 and said that to Gorbachev. Then in the late 90s when NATO started incorporating these former Warsaw Pact nations, the Russians brought it up, and the Americans' lame excuse was, well, you didn't get it in writing. You know, this is the type of silliness that has led to this terrible war among Europeans in Ukraine.
I would ask Jim his opinion on this. To Keith's point, Jim, and we talked about this at length. The entire program last week was focused on the cause and effect of this. What caused it? In your opinion, was it the insistence upon the United States and Ukraine to try to force NATO and these?
I think we've got to realize nobody in Europe, not a single human being that I've ever met, classes Ukraine as Europe. Ukraine has never been European. Never. It's always been Eastern or Russian. Nobody that I know of and never get taught at school that Ukraine was ever and never has been part of Europe. Europe stops at the edges of Hungary or Poland. That's where Europe stops. The rest is not Europe. So this insistence that the EU were trying to bring Ukraine in and the NATO was trying to bring Ukraine in. And not only that, we've positioned serious weapons in Ukraine, serious weapons in Poland. We've surrounded Russia with serious weapons. Now, the whole blame
is just like the Cuban missile crisis, Jim.
Multiplied by 100, multiplied by 100, multiplied by 1,000. And Russia's supposed to just suck it up. I agree with what the brother said there. These are all the causes for it. But now we're into the actual realities. And Putin has no choice now because the measures that have been taken against Russia are unprecedented. It is a declaration of war against Russia. They will, without any shadow, they are left with no option now but to flex their muscles just for survival, to say, look, don't even dream of attacking us. or this will happen to you. So I've no doubt about it. In the next 7 to 10 days, they will absolutely smash Ukraine into 1,000 pieces. And the arms that are being flooded in by Britain and America, there are so many factions there. There are anarchist factions, neo-Nazi factions, Antifa factions. They're all going to be walking about with 10,000, 20,000 rifles, tank destroyers. They will all filter into Hungary, Poland, throughout Western Europe. So it'll lead to chaos, but it could also be a good thing because there's only a matter of time before the Muslims kick off, and at least the right-wing militias now will be armed to the teeth.
Well, I mean, we laugh, but it is serious, and he's got a point. And Jim, yeah. I asked my guest, Mark Weber, the director of the Institute of Historical Review here, a fantastic political geopolitical analyst. Great session with him last week. But, of course, a lot has changed over the course of the last 7 days. I asked Mark Weber, could this lead to World War III? He laughed it off a week ago. A week later, what do you say?
Yeah, well, I just listened to one of your main politicians in Northern Ireland, UK politician, big, big fat woman, totally brainless, totally liberal. And she's an idiot, an imbecile. But she was saying, no, we must employ a no-fly zone. Now, at the moment, all Russian planes, passenger planes, are all banned. They cannot fly through Europe anymore. So the Russians are basically trapped. She cannot distinguish between that and a military no-fly zone. So if somebody like her, and remember, Europe, nearly all the ministers of defense now of Europe, nearly all of them, all countries, are females.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there, Brother Jim. Brother Jim Dowson is with us tonight live from Ireland, and we'll be back with him right after this, but we do have to take a very, very quick timeout. We'll pick up right where he's leaving off.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in freefall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895, toll-free 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. He said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, Flood of Scotland, when will we see your like again? That fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and sent him homeward to think again. The hills are bare now, and autumn leaves lie thick and still. Or land that is lost now, which those so dearly held that stood again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wish that we could spend each hour with each of our guests who are serving as the best of the best of the representatives of these respective nations. I wish we could spend each minute of the time that they have on the air with us talking about the culture and the history of these fantastic European nations. Germany, Scotland, Australia. That's just tonight. And throughout the rest of the month, we've got so many more that we'll be featuring.
And guess what? They're all white nations.
Well,
that's what it is.
Well, that's, of course, that's what we're about.
See, even Ukraine and Russia qualify, even though they're not European.
But nevertheless, current affairs must intrude, but we do enjoy showcasing the music from these nations as well. And that was the flower of Scotland, and that was a selection also made by our good friend, Brother Jim, who has been called Midas. He's not just been called the invisible man of Europe's far right or the evil genius of British fascism, but also Midas, the people he touched turns to gold and experience prosperity.
Well, you know, my grandfather was more or less the leader of the Mosleyites in Scotland and went out to smash the strikes of the Marxists in 1928, I think it was, General strike. So my grandfather, who worked in a quarry breaking rocks, he had 4,500 men under his command for Mosley's fascist party, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, as you should be, and we are proud, and I should tell you, and I'll tell you again when we come back on the next segment, very proud and honored to have you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a guy you should well know, and it's an honor. I believe this is his third appearance on the program, an honor every time he appears, and we hope that this is just one of many more to come. But I actually have a question that's come in for you, Jim, from an expat who has been living in London for many years, and he asked you this. Perhaps you can make sense of this. What do you make of Boris Johnson's grandstanding in the crisis and the embarrassing Liz Truss, a Bojo's cabinet minister who can't find Ukraine on a map?
Well, she's the Secretary of Defense. She used to be a Marxist. She used to be a hard-left Marxist. Then she became a conservative. She knows nothing about military affairs. She knows nothing about manly business. And she should be in the kitchen flipping pancakes for the kids that she doesn't have.
She's your version of Kamala Harris.
Even worse. She's a white version, and even worse.
That's a fantastic answer, and I am with you all the way. That's a question that came in from an American expat who has been living in London for the last few
By the way, can I just do a quick shout-out to my good friend Paul Jarish up in Missouri and Mr. Johnson in Marion, Alabama? He's in the League of the South and all this stuff, I think. So God bless those two guys, because I know they listen. So I just wanted to make sure they
Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, we work very closely with the League of the South. So by all means.
Oh, and Bill Johnston there over in is it the American National Party? Bill Johnston over in the...
Yes, the American Freedom Party. Yeah, Bill, Brother
Freedom
Bill.
Brother Bill,
Out in California.
Well, you know, Jim, that they said that Nathan Bedford Forrest was a Celtic warrior chieftain. So, you know, that's I would pass that along for whatever it's worth.
Well, look, I mean, there's so much. Again, this is the conversations we should have been having tonight had current affairs not intruded. The link between the American South. We've talked to Jim about this in passing on some of his previous
appearances. Well, remember, Johnny Comes Marching Home was written by an Irishman who lost three sons he sent from Ireland to fight for the South. and his three sons were killed. They were killed.
I've got the best. I'll tell you what. We'll come back with that. I've got the best instrumental version of When Johnny Comes Marching Home. It's full orchestra. It's powerful. It's militant.
I play it on the flute. It resonates through my house most days. I play it on the flute. My son plays it. My wife can play it. My daughters can play it. We play it.
Ah, that's wonderful. In fact, it's part of our new bumper music, but I digress. In any event, yes, Bill Johnson out in California, another good friend of ours. It's interesting. All the good men know one another. There's not that many of us.
That's right.
That are producing good fruit. But anyway.
There ain't many of us, brother. There ain't many of us. You could count us all on two hands and a couple of toes, I think. But there we go. Let's get back to this Ukraine thing, because this Ukraine thing is dangerous.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why it's dangerous. Because we don't know if sophisticated or military men in any European country now. They're all imbeciles who went to public school, who spent all their time getting their backsides whipped by the headmaster. We're a bunch of imbeciles. Now, they think war is a game. And I tell you right now, they're trying to put this no-fly zone in above Ukraine. And some of the Europeans, I think, are going to do it. But Russia is not bluffing. The first Russian plane that we shoot down, I'm telling you, the rockets are flying. Now, whether it's nuclear,
anybody that thought that Putin was bluffing got the definitive answer to that when I remember everybody was saying that he wasn't going to actually, declare war and actually invade. Well, he did, and don't call his bluff twice.
Well, look, I got to tell you both. I got to tell you quickly because I want to the spotlight rightly should shine on Jim this hour. But listen, I totally understand Putin's reasoning here. This is a show that has been very objective, and if you are honest, which is what the global media is not, at least the Western media, you have to see Russia's side in this. So let's go to that then, Jim. The propaganda. There have been so many fantastical, completely fabricated stories that have been made up, and not just propagated by some obscure blog, but by CNN, by Reuters, by the global controlled press. This story about Snake Island, where you had a handful of Ukrainian holdouts who told the Russian battleship to F you, and then they got blown up. They were going to give...
Well, I'm a marketing guy. You know, that's my profession before I went into the ministry was marketing.
Yes.
I mean, it's been fantastic. One of the most insulting things they did is they showed you a picture and said, this is Kiev tonight, look at it all burning. That was actually Belgrade, that picture, after the Americans bombed it, Belgrade. It's quite shocking, but there was 50,000 people on the streets last night at Belgrade supporting Russia, supporting Putin. So not all the world is against Russia. But it is a tragedy because, you know, I've got friends in Ukraine, I've got friends in Russia. It is a tragedy, but it's one of America's making. They tried this. This is a proxy war between the USA deep state and Russia. Nothing to do with Ukraine. The same as Syria. The American deep state were embarrassed in Syria because Russia came in and whooped their ass and sorted it all out. And they put Israel in its place as well. So this is a hangover from Syria. The deep state were not pleased that they got chased out of Syria by the Russians. And this is them having another pop, another bite of the cherry. But again, this is serious business. I mean, I really believe we're on a 50-50 whether or not the whole Europe is going to be consumed in this over the next month. I really believe that.
See, this thing, you're right, Jim, and that this thing grew out of Middle Eastern politics with the regime change that started under the George W. Bush administration, getting rid of Mubarak, trying to get rid of Assad, getting rid of Gaddafi, all of that. And they did the same thing in Ukraine in 2014, got rid of the pro-Russian Yanovsky and put in this, late-night TV host guy. It's like making Stephen Colbert the president of the United States.
Well, and again, this propaganda, Keith, that's a great point. This propaganda, though, not just the Snake Island, but this ghost of Kiev that was completely fabricated, this whole thing supposedly Putin bombed
Kiev,
it's a game. It was a game. So Putin supposedly bombed this Holocaust memorial site, so-called. They even said
you're making this up, right?
No. Jim knows I'm not making this up. They said there was 30,000 Jews that died at this particular site, and Putin killed them twice. That was.
But it's quite fantastical that the West actually picked the neo-Nazi street guys, the Azov and the right sector. And the Jew financed them to overthrow a democratically elected leader and then put in another Jewish leader. It's bizarre. I mean, the whole thing, you couldn't make it up. But it's very, very dangerous. I mean,
the enemy of my enemy is your friend.
Yeah. But I mean, you're talking about Europe here. I mean, I'm telling you, I lived here, and I live here right now, and up until a few weeks ago, and even now, 90% of people will not go out of the house without a mask on because they're frightened of the bat flu, tongue flu, is going to kill them.
Although
it's got a 99.8% survival rate. The average age of a COVID death in the island of Ireland was 84, but the average life expectancy is 78. So, you know, these guys are posturing now and saying, we're going to fight Russia. They could. Most of these guys cannot turn up on Monday for work, never mind go and fight Russia. It's
well, that's right.
Yeah,
they're trying to fly into the Ukraine to fight Russia, and you have these Russian, these Ukrainian breweries that are now, instead of manufacturing beers, manufacturing Molotov cocktails for these social justice warriors to go out and hurl at tanks. I mean, how do you think that's going to go?
Well, how do you think America's military, now that it has Admiral Rachel Levine, you know, a cross-dressing Jewish man as a four-star admiral.
From Portland and send them all to Ukraine. That's what I say. Let's get out.
We've got to take a quick break. One more segment with the incredible, the incomparable Jim Dowson. My goodness, from Ireland.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change your...
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's music we can win with, ladies and gentlemen. That's music that'll make you get out and take up arms for a righteous cause. That's when Johnny comes marching home, who, as Brother Jim just told us, has a little bit of roots from our ancestral homelands. Does it not, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was written by an Irishman who sent his, I think he sent four sons and three of them get killed in the Civil War fighting for the South. Now, I'm going to send you tomorrow an arrangement that my local band, I started a marching band, a militia band, way back 30 years ago. It's all the kids of the guys who are in it then now running it. But they did a special arrangement of Johnny, and I'm going to send you tomorrow, brother. It's going to blow your mind.
I can't wait to hear it. And while I'm waiting, let's then talk about your work with KTI, the Knights Templar International, and this book that we are offering. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a regular donor to TPC, you have received by now, this just in fact in the last couple of days, the regular quarterly newsletter from yours truly, advertising our incentive for this quarter's donors, and that is the Great Reset Resistance. This is the second book in the Deus Vult series, and it's going to equip you with the essential tools and tactics that you have to have. It's filled with chapter upon chapter of expert advice on how to protect and defend your family, your faith, and your nation from this coming storm. And it's really more than just a book. It's a survival guide. Jim has had a heavy hand in the development of not just this, but the first book in this series, which you received.
Yeah.
About a year and change ago, and Jim, that was one of our, after 18 years, one of our top three fundraising incentives in the history of this broadcast.
He made me give away my copy to some big contributor.
We couldn't keep them in stock. Well, they were all signed by Jim. And we couldn't keep them. I had to keep ordering more and more and more. But, Jim, I got to thank you for this. I got to give you the credit for this. And I know I'm talking
over
you.
We almost got into a fist fight over there.
but Jim has given us these basically at cost. He's probably taken a little bit of a loss on this. And so I thank him for that. And we received a pallet of these just a couple of days ago. These are important books. The first one was greatly received by our audience. This one will be no difference. Tell us more about it, Jim.
Well, the second one's better. And remember, we've also been victim of the cancel culture. You know, it's very difficult for us to operate these days. And just luckily, we have a very good Catholic firm in Eastern Europe, I won't say where, who prints these. But you'll notice yourself, they're made the old-fashioned way. They've got the hardcover, they've got the gold embossed, they've got the silk stitching. You don't get books like that in America or Britain anymore. They don't make them anymore, not unless you want to spend
it. High-quality paper, too.
Yeah, oh, top quality. I mean, these are amazing. But the content of the book, in my opinion, is better than the first, because we knew all this was coming 20 years ago. So we've tried to put in the book what you need to do. We cannot defeat the magnitude of what's coming, but we're not supposed to. I believe God has ordained this, and God is going to pull down the strong towers. He's going to pull down the elites. He's going to pull down the bankers and all these rats who have destroyed our countries. And we need to concentrate on, first, surviving, second, breeding, and third, rebuilding. And we will be victorious. In that book, there's a formula that shows you in four generations, we can be back on top. Maybe even three generations, we can win. Because the lefties, they're effeminate, they don't breed, and even if they do breed, they have one child. All we have to do is double them. And in no time at all, we can have righteous nations again. We don't have to, as I said the other day, we don't have to kill for our cause. All we have to do is go to bed a bit earlier, folks. That's it. You don't have to lift up guns. We just have to have more children. And by default, we will win.
Somebody said one time, if you can't outfight them or outfox them, out-F them, right?
This is something that actually, this is the point that we made not more than 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that is that the future may, you know, we live in this degenerate day and age, but the people who have really taken that ideology are killing themselves, and they're cutting off their line at their generation because they are not reproducing. And the future may reside with the fundamentalists. It may be a world of fundamentalist Christians and Muslims.
Well, I've already done the figures. You're talking about in 80 years, America will have between them, if you add the Mormons and the Amish together, they will be the majority in America. Not the Hispanics, as much people think. No. The majority will be the Mormons and the the Amish together combined will be the majority of Americans. So you've got some good news, brother. In Europe, it's not so good. But you've got good news because you're going to have a lot of white people in 80 years' time. And everybody else will be dying like flies. They're dying like flies now. Not quick enough for my liking, but they are dying like flies, the opposition. But,
this is an incredibly important point because, Jim, you're so right. And again, we just mentioned this a couple of weeks ago about the demographics. And we're looking at, okay, white population is dwindling. And yes, we're not reaching replacement level fertility. But, you know, that's going to change. Replacement level fertility, I think, right now also includes the left. All right, well, what's going to come out of that are people who listen to this program who are having large families. Who we just had a Valentine's Day special with it was a ladies' night program on this show, and all of these ladies are having very large families. And of course, you Amen. And what you've done, and we're above replacement level fertility in this studio at 3 and 3. I mean, that's paltry compared to Jim Dowson numbers, but you know, it's still better than 2.1.
Brother, we don't need that many people to get the message, because when I'm saying people are dropping like flies, I mean it. I mean the Financial Times wrote a report last year saying Germany will have less than 10 million white Germans in 60 years. That's how fast everyone's dropping. So if we have a small pocket of people who are breeding, like the Amish, like the Mormons and the white nationalists, listen, it's in the bag. We're going to win it. So, you know, we should be cheered up. We should be cheered up. And that'll happen in Britain. That'll happen in Germany. We will start separating ourselves. I think the Bible covers it. It says, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's what we need to do. We can't change society anymore. We can't fight it. We can't beat it. We have to remove ourselves from it, and we just content ourselves with our people. Let all them kill each other and their crazy wars and their stupid viruses. We just separate ourselves, breed, become brothers, become sisters, become
Make
friends,
love,
become
not
comrades.
War.
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
But this is important, because there is a way forward, and we are, I have always been a glass is half full. My whole adult life has been spent doing this. I've always been a glass is half full advocate and activist, even though I have been very realistic about what's going on in the world. But this is a way forward for our people. And Jim, I really appreciate you bringing this to the attention of the audience tonight. But let's get back to the book.
That book is vital. That book is absolutely crucial. It's not a silly book. It's not a made-up book. It's not a book to make money. We didn't do it to make money. It's not a commercial venture. It is a heartfelt plea from... We're run by a council of nine. They're all old boys. They're all operators. You know, they've been at the front line. And their combined wisdom is hundreds and hundreds of years. Some of them have lived under communist rule. Some of them have lived under the most appalling conditions in different parts of the world, including some Americans, British people. And that's their combined wisdom poured into that book. It's a book that I don't think any real nationalist should be without. They need that book. Obviously, you need the Bible. That's the first book. But I would say the second book is that Disvolt, The Great Reset Resistance, because it's realistic, it's grown up, it's not fanciful. Because, you know, a lot of guys write books, they're just a load of nonsense, airy-fairy gibberish. All our guys have had bullets fired at them. All our guys have been in prison. We understand it. So that book is written for grown-up, serious nationalists, and you need to get it.
Well, the first book was one of our top three fundraisers in 18 years. This one, I think, will be no different. So if you received, I know it will be no different. If you received the letter in the mail this week, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of our regular contributors, your response will get you this special gift incentive. And I want to thank again Brother Jim and Nick Griffin, who will appear later on this month in this special series, Our March Around the World, for making this book available to our audience at cost or a little bit less. I mean, they really took one for the team on this one. Keith,
well,
one last thing.
It's important that you get that. Unless it's even if all the pages were blank, it's just such a tactilely beautiful book. You should get it.
It's a work of art.
It is.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard the song, I'm a Good Old Rebel?
I've heard some rebels. I've heard that Johnny Reb song. Some of his songs are interesting.
No, I want you to go to Identity Dixie, which is a website.
You might have had your headset off, Keith, a moment ago. Jim's going to email us the local production of When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and when I receive that email from him, I'll send him the song you want him to hear.
Yeah,
I'm a good old rebel, and that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not give a damn.
It's good stuff.
Amen. But anything we can do to help you guys, we're here to do it. That's what the Templars are all about. We're here to help others. We're not here to proselytize. What we do is we try and get people to become Templars, so in their own organizations they can bring that ethos of Christ, of discipline, of manliness into their own organizations. And that's what it's all about.
Well, give us that contact information for the Knights Templar, the KTI International.
It's KnightsTemplarOrder.com or KTOrder, KTOrder.com.
KTOrder.com. And I am there now, as I sit in the studio, broadcasting live This, well, it's Saturday evening for us. It's early Sunday morning for Jim over there in Ireland. And I am at that website, KnightsTemplarOrder.com. This is a serious organization.
My grandfather was in Knights Templar.
People get confused because there is a Masonic. Your grandfather was probably in the Masonic version.
Yeah, that's
Masonic
right.
Version, which were huge in America in the 1920s. We're not so keen in the Masons nowadays because they went very peculiar. Now, we're a hardcore Christian group. You can be Catholic, you can be Protestant, or you can be Orthodox. But we tend not to have these kind of, you know, these jumpy about, very excitable type of modern Christians, or, you know, or they think Jesus is an 1867 caftan wearing San Francisco loving child. No, we're a wee bit different. But discipline, and discipline. That's what the West needs. We need men of discipline and faith.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're there right now, KnightsTemplarOrder.com. They're doing serious work. These two books have made a huge impact on our audience. It is our fundraising incentive for this, our first quarter drive of 2022. Brother Jim, thanks for staying up so late in Ireland. We'll talk to you again soon, brother. Look forward to getting your email tomorrow. Much more to come with Jim Dowson. We'll be right back with Professor Drew Fraser from Australia as TPC's March Around the World continues next.